This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, Luis, certainly we're 1 week away from Christmas, and people, including yourself, I mean, you're decked out for your holiday shopping, but getting the last-minute holiday shopping done. But, you know, given the economy, given inflation and everything, it might be making some people a little changing of the habits in terms of shopping. I mean, what are some of the habits that maybe you've changed with your shopping this year, maybe compared to years past?
The one habit I did change this year is actually starting saving up earlier than I have to, because the things I want to get, like toys or jewelry for family members, are becoming a little bit more expensive. And that's certainly why I don't want to spend like a fortune on Christmas gift. It is something I have seen differently, but I'm still managing it to get everyone's Christmas gifts on time, everyone being happy.
How many people do you buy for, and do you kind of have like a limit in terms of who or what you're buying?
So I buy like around for five people, and the limit I typically set myself is like $200 a person at most. But if needed to, I can go always and go over like 100 if needed to.
All right. Do you feel that this year maybe in particular has been maybe a little more stressful in terms of holiday shopping, or do you feel that it's the opposite? Maybe this year is a little better than years past.
It's actually been the same, in my opinion. I mean, especially on Black Friday, it is like less crowded than I wanted, because they didn't have more options to choose from than I needed to.
Have you cut back at all in terms of any shopping, anything in particular that you're looking to get anyone? Or maybe, you know, I know some people, they decide, you know, as they get older, it's like, okay, maybe we don't need to buy for brothers and sisters. Maybe we just buy for nieces, nephews, or even like, you know, just kids, period. I mean, anything like that you've had to do over the years?
No, not really. I mean, the only thing I did have to really make changes is buying like some jewelry gifts for my parents, my mom especially. I typically used to spend like $700-$800 on earrings, and she said, you know what? I have enough. I really don't need this crazy amount. Just you being here, being with her, is good enough with her. So I really thank her for that, and just buy her like something small from the stores. And my brother's sisters, who are 16 and 5-year-old, I still buy them like good gifts from stores still.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.